96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
You're listening to Talkin' Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
From what day you may find out, certain people not like me. Everyone cut us back a thing now. Big screw me, I do it like Nike. But me not fear no guy now.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Fine Threads, First Caribbean Bank, Janae's Uniform Center, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, Prince Masters, and Tropical Gyros.
Here's how you can become a Talking Head, brought to you by BTC.
You got it locked and loaded to the Wednesday, July 31st edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty and your company right up until 6 p.m. And here's how you chime in to become a Talking Heads. You know the text lines are powered by BTC 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Phone lines are open here in New Providence, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Toll free in anyone in the Family Islands, 242-300-5720, 242-300-5720. Stream us live, take us wherever you want to go, guardiantalkradio.com. That's guardiantalkradio.com. BTC Flow Channel 612, Cable Channel 969. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on for fresh news, smart talk all day, right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. All right, right about now, let's check out the headlines. What's making headlines in the 242?
It's time for Headliners, everything that's making headlines in the 242, brought to you by the Fine Threads.
And be sure to check out Fine Threads' new arrivals right now, both locations, Top of the Hill, Mackey Street, the flagship store, and the Southwest Shopping Plaza location, casual, formal, along with. Be sure to check them out online, finethreads.com. Both locations available for you Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. All right, let's check out the headlines. What's blazing up the pages of the Nassau Guardian News and Views that Matter since 1844? Man shot dead in Fox Hill. Family claims Oral Roberts recently questioned by police. Mr. Roberts sat on the side of a crowded street in Fox Hill with tears in her eyes as she recalled hearing the sounds of gunshots outside her home yesterday evening, then discovering her son's body laying in the street. She identified the man shot and killed as Oral Roberts, 34. Assistant Commissioner of Police Roger Thompson said officers were alerted by ShotSpotter technology to the shooting on Woodpecker Street around 6:30 p.m. During the same period of time, we already had officers were on the road conducting an operation not too far from the scene, Thompson said. As a result of that alert, those officers came to this particular area. They saw a male who appeared to be lifeless. And read more on that story. Story by Vonnie Took. Broadcast editor right here at The Guardian. A lot of extenuating circumstances to that story right there. Woman 43 killed was apparent victim of domestic violence, police say. Story by Tanika Thompson. Dead inside a residence off Homestead Street, New Providence yesterday in what police believe was domestic violence related. Police said they received a call around 11:30 a.m. from a man who requested an ambulance and police assistance at the home. First responders found the woman with multiple injuries to her upper body, Chief Superintendent Dwight Smith told reporters. Oh, boy. Another woman gone to senseless violence, domestic violence. And another young man gone to gun violence. I mean, We gotta, at some point, this needs to stop. It's becoming genocide now. We're killing each other. Soon, the Haymans will be on the endangered species list. 50% energy cost cut in 2 years. Story by Rachel Scott. The government's plan to restructure the operations of Bahamas Power and Light, BPL, could have energy costs over the next 2 years. Could have energy costs over the next 2 years, CFL President Anthony Ferguson, a director of Bahamas Grid Company Limited, said yesterday. The fact of the matter is that one way to begin to grow the economy is a sustainable way is by reducing the cost of doing business in the Bahamas, said Ferguson on Guardian Radio. Electricity is one of the major challenges for both the man on the street and the businesses in the country. We believe, based on everything that has been pronounced, and if all goes to plan, you can effectively reduce energy costs by as much as 50% over the next 24 months. Lord, baby Jesus, please let it happen. Boy, because Mr. Producer, I got one bill the other day. I had to sit down and drink one iced tea on that one. It take a lot to make me speechless, right? The wife come in, see me fine and drinking iced tea, asked me what happened. I couldn't speak. She thought I was having a medical situation. Then I handed her the bill. Then she sat down and had an iced tea and started fine and couldn't speak either. And I thought, she's not, man, what? When you see it tripled, almost quadrupled, you definitely want to see it go down over the next 24 months. IRCA audit BPL fuel costs high due to Shell supply monopoly. Story by Chester Robards. And Grand Bahama police seize weapons, ammo, and drugs. Now, some of the headlines making news and blazing up the pages of the Nassau Guardian News and Views in Madison's 1844. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads.
Hey, Nordy, how you doing?
What's happening, bro?
You gotta talk with that first story you read in the Guardian earlier, but the guy got shot, not even when he was talking, and then.
Yeah.
All the people around there running on about what they see.
Mm-hmm.
This is a major problem right now.
That's why I said there are extenuating stances and circumstances to that story right there. You definitely got to watch it play out. But yeah, that speaks volumes. If there's any notion or iota of truth to anything that was heard in those videos, you know what I mean? I mean, you do not want to live in a situation like that. That's martial law. You never want to live in a society where you live in fear of extrajudicial killings. No, sir.
But Nordy, you're the intelligent guy, but you know the streets as well. Understand? So do I. You understand? We've been hearing these things from a long time.
You got mainstream media, and you got the Ghetto News Network, and then you got what you know from who you know in the hood.
And this ain't the first time we hear these things. I'm 42 years old now, man. I'm in high school right there, but these things.
Mm.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Ain't nothing changing. The commissioner, all of them need to answer some questions now, man. What type of organization y'all have? We need to call them a gang from a long time from recent school, man. And is that the biggest gang in the Bahamas? And is that what's going on, man? What's going on? We need some details. We need to know what's going on with our Royal Bahamas Police Force.
And you know what I'm about to say, right? And I know you sound like I preach the proper Freedom of Information Act.
Ah!
You know?
That's why they hiding all this thing. They mean to do this. You understand? From our government straight to them, all them, they meaning to do this. This is intentional. This is intentional what they're doing.
If that's the way you see it, I agree. You can't really say it's intentional until we get some proof. But I mean,
that's what they get votes on.
It's not
how they getting them. Telling us they can bring out the Freedom of Information Act and all these things, and they didn't do it. It's 3 years, 3.5 years in now, man.
Lot of broken campaign promises, though.
Exactly.
My God.
Exactly.
That's one of many. And you know what really bothered me? The previous administration flirted with the Freedom of Information Act. Nothing. This administration on the campaign trail, we can enact it. Nothing. At the end of the day, administrations need to know. At some point, they got to realize in 2024 and beyond, the voting populace is hip to the game.
Sorry.
Y'all wait for us. Y'all need to give us some answers. Like Ricky Ricardo said, you have some explaining to do.
Let me tell you something. We ain't never fight for nothing, you know.
Mm.
You understand? We got to fight for our right to be behaving in this country. These politicians, they use enough for vote, and that's it. They don't care nothing but us.
We become collateral damage after they become, elected.
Any side. People tired, man.
We got to get to the break, but that's a good call to set it off. We're getting into the buzz on the flip side of the break, brought to you by Johns.
Right,
and I tell you, that's a great way to set it off, man. I got my phone lines blowing up and my text blowing up. We'll pick that up on the flip side of the break. Good call as always, bro. Quick break, flip side of the break. We'll get into the buzz. All brought to you, of course, by John Shoes. On the flip side of the break, like I said, phone lines will be open, text lines will be open. I'll deal with your text, you chime in. Call us. Call me right after the break and we'll get you on. Keep it right where you got it. The Wednesday, July 31st edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Some medical facilities pride themselves on offering multiple services. At Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center, imaging is what we do. Same goes for imaging at Grosvenor. Whether you need an X-ray, mammogram, CAT scan, or ultrasound, we have a team of board-certified radiologists on staff, on site, each with their own area of expertise. Results are submitted to your doctor within 24 hours. Call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at 4th Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Grosvenor today.
Bahamas. Sazbear wants you to join us as we celebrate our amazing as they head to Paris for the 2024 Olympic Games. As a truly Bahamian company, we're cheering loud and proud for our incredible team. Join us this summer as we raise a toast to their hard work and dedication as they proudly represent our flag, our country, our peer, our athletes. Here's to bringing home the gold. Good luck, Team Bahamas. Sazbear, truly Bahamian. Drink responsibly.
We're going to give you a check every week for a year.
Percy's Pentagon Island Game. Keep you winning. Percy's Pentagon. Dream big. We will help you live it. Percy's Pentagon Island Game. We got you. Percy's Pentagon. From the friends you can trust. If winning is a must, go play the game you know, because your best chance is with us. The most trustworthy name is Percy's Island Game. So put 20 on your account and ride this easy train at Percy's Island Game.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
We are bucket together when everybody out. Fried chicken, we are pre bucket for the crowd. Share a bucket together, everybody go live. Crispy original when we're online.
Bucket together and do the new dance craze.
Hot KFC summer bucket deal. 8 pieces of your favorite fried chicken and 4 buttery biscuits with options to add family fries, a 2-liter switcher, and 4 pineapple biscuits. Starting at $20. KFC, it's finger licking good.
With fine style, with elegant taste, then Fine Threads is your place. If you want those slots hemmed or just taking the waste, then Fine Threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great? Then Fine Threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste, then Fine Threads is your place. Is your place. Is your place.
Splash into summer with CIBC Caribbean. Experience a summer wave like never before when you spend with your CIBC Caribbean Visa credit card. Lucky winners will receive prizes including a private boat charter, hotel day passes, staycations, dinners, and more. Each time you spend $200 or more, you'll automatically be entered for your chance to win. Apply today for your CIBC Caribbean Visa credit card. Terms and conditions apply. Visit www.cibcfcib.com/summer-bah. Promotion ends September 7th, 2024.
It's time for the buzz. What are you buzzing on? Brought to you by John's Shoes.
Back at you on the Wednesday, July 31st edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty in your company right up until 6 p.m. And we're into the buzz, brought to you by John's Shoes. Great back to school specials going on at John's. Casual, formal, athletic. They got all the accessories to go along with for back to school. Be sure to check them out. Both locations, John's Plaza, Carmichael, and the flagship store on Rosetta today. They got a great back to school promotion as well. Win some fabulous prizes by shopping at John's, right? And both locations available for you 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. And remember, John's serving you is a pleasure. All right, let's get to the text line. See what folks are buzzing on right now. Caller, I see you. I'll get to you in a second. Naughty, they really need to investigate the monitoring center and their employees. They got to be working with these killers. Boy, y'all in full first 48 mode today. Naughty, did you say Anthony Ferguson is a director of Bahamas Grid, or did I hear wrong? No, you heard correct. According to the story in The Guardian by Rachel Scott, CFAL President Anthony Ferguson, a director of Bahamas Grid Company Limited, said yesterday, the fact of the matter is that one way to begin to grow the economy is a sustainable reducing the cost of doing business in the Bahamas. So you heard correctly. No need for Q-tips there, Texter. You good. Naughty. Naughty, that was a Long Island iced tea. But when you say the killing must stop, were you directing that to the citizens or the police? Be specific, or as some may say, specific. I was talking to both of them and BPL because I got my bill. And that almost half killed me too. So yeah, I'm talking to all of those three above. Naughty, it would take more than a Freedom of Information Act. We need a commission, ombudsman, or a commission of inquiry. When Donald Trump was shot, within a week, the U.S. Congress dragged the head of the FBI, the Secret Service, and the police chief before Congress to demand answers. They didn't have a choice. The head of the Secret Service had to resign. This matter involving our local police is as big or even bigger than Trump being shot, and Bahamians are not getting transparent information about this case. We demand answers, as only any fair society should and would want. Naughty, great show, as usual. Freedom of Information Act is counterproductive to a politician. And maybe taking some of these politicians at face value in what they say is counterproductive to media and getting the information out correctly. Naughty, we have a better chance on Glennis joining the FNM than we have on getting a Freedom of Information. Well, y'all on it today. All right, let's get to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads.
I'm pleasant. Good afternoon, Naughty Angels.
Hey, what's going on, Brother Sparky? I got a couple calls, so make it quick. What you got for me today?
Yeah, well, first of all, let me thank you for the winnings and the gifts that you presented me yesterday.
Enjoy, my brother. Enjoy.
Yeah, thank you on that behalf. And, you know, when we talk about the news and the daily talk about the police and so forth that we're hearing these days, it seems to be a new thing in social media. But Naughty, taking it back to 1973-74, when I was a young man and went on jury duty for the first time, and sitting in there with the jury and listening to cases, but actually my first time going to court. Being a young man, I never knew these things. But back then, Naughty, we used to hear witnesses and prisoners in the box tell us about tales of things that police used to do. Now, you have the prosecutor, you have the defense attorney, you have the judge sitting up there. And some of the things that they used to accuse the police of doing was horrific. You know, like I remember as a youngster, it was scary discussing these things down in the jury room. I remember a young man was saying that the policeman in Bank Lane put handcuffs on his ankles and actually load him down with a piece of rope in Bank Lane in the police headquarters.
Allegedly.
Out of window with his hands behind his back handcuffs. His legs with a rope out the back window at night and telling them they was going to let him drop unless he come back up and sign
confession statement?
Yeah, this guy is crying. He said, took me down out of the window in the night with my head headed to the ground and told me they was going to let me go if I don't come back up and sign the thing. And listening to things like that and listening to what we hear now, the government boots, what the women say, the little children say, they saw the policeman in the policeman boots. I said, but what's going on? Children even looking at what you wear.
I mean, like I said, there was a lot said on those videos, sparking on the reports and in the background. So people need to do the due diligence and collect the dots and investigate it as transparently and as accountable as they can.
We need to know something because it's getting so scary that these things are happening in the middle of the day.
Correct. And we need to know who's doing it and who's pulling it off.
Right on the side of the road, people walking by, you just jump into the car, walking up to the fellas, shoot them, put six in his head, and then drive off in the middle of the day while young children are around watching.
I got you, Sparks. I got to get to these other calls. Good stuff, though, as always. Let's get to the other calls. Talking Heads. Talking Heads. Hello.
Hello. Naughty.
Hey, what's happening?
Rachel, how you doing?
I'm good. Turn your radio down for me, bro.
That's good, man. That's good. I listened in to that
comment that was made with Mr. Ferguson.
Correct.
You know, I got a comment that you say he's a director and the man from CFAR and all the rest of that stuff.
Correct. I mean, according to the article in The Guardian today, he is the president and director of he's the CFAR president. All right.
Yeah, but I hear
good company.
I hear a statement he made, right? As you mentioned about with regards to
the price decreasing by half over the next 3 years.
Yeah, and all of that sort of stuff. That's a jobs brand cop out. You know, everybody can say that. You know what I'm saying? But why you didn't make it so good? It was so good, and you could have make all of that. The same thing happened with reducing the cost of living and all the rest of that stuff, and improving the ability by the poor people by giving them an opportunity to become owners of the whole, have a good thing or whatever they were trying to do.
Of course,
that's the route that they take, right? But we all know what it's all about.
Now, let me ask you a question. I mean, I know there was public offerings made. Do you feel that the offerings were too high? They weren't, you know,
competitive? The average person was fine with $50,000. Do you mean now? $50,000? That's intentional.
I just wanted to see how you felt about it, what your take was on it.
Yeah, but a lot of items came forward with regards to persons being involved, being a part of the grid. One of the things that we always talk about is, that I mentioned before too, and some of our colleagues is that they always say that, you know, land for no solar panel and all the rest of that stuff. Everyone needs subdivision, the house on the top of it, that house. And on the top of the house, you could put solar panel, being part of the ownership of the whole thing. But guess what? Like I said, that's a couple, but that's the route they take. And we know it's all personal.
Hey, listen, I mean, you ain't the only one talking now, though. I heard something similar in the barbershop, so, you know, once it at the barbershop, that might be, you know, making the rounds. But
yep, that's exactly right, but I don't get the one for the barbershop, but that's cool.
All right, cool, not a problem. All right, but I mean, like I said, a lot of people have a lot of questions pertaining to a lot of things. And at the end of the day, you know, I go on about it, but we need some sort of, you know, avenue, vehicle, lane, conduit, or something to information that citizens know what's going on in the country. At the end of the day, all of these entities work for us. So we should have a stake in the game. We should have a right to know what's going on, at least, where our money's going and what's going on in our society. Let's get the detection lines. Naughty, like the caller says, these politicians hate the Bahamians. They prefer foreigners doing well over here better than Bahamians, and we are far too passive. I agree. Yeah, boy. All right, let's get back to the phone lines. Talking Heads.
Naughty.
Hey, what's happening?
We don't hate you. You're just naughty by nature.
What's going on, GNN?
Man, Naughty, if I tell you what's going on, Naughty, you'll roll your head.
Oh, I ain't going to talk it. I can hold my head on this one.
I have a final burial expense with BAS now. Naughty, I have been trying for months to reach an agent in that place. That place is utterly ridiculous, Naughty, for months. Months I can't reach an agent. And when you get an agent, Naughty, they fire them. You call back, they don't let you know nothing. I'm trying to get my expense deducted from my account automatically, for months. Just now before you, nobody there. Take on the convention, all kind of garbage, no assistance.
Hey, but listen, just so happens I got a couple of good friends, they're longtime friends. I got try point one of them in your direction, all right? Give me
BAF is ridiculous. Naughty, one more thing.
Give me a chance till tomorrow, all right? All right.
You know what I'm trying to do good for the patients of Princess Margaret Hospital and the staff, right? I am an advocate, even though they have categorized me as a this and a that and the next thing. Try and help them all. Naughty. After we had the episode in dialysis, the first video we did with all of the sewer water leaking down and stuff like that, the place was never really properly sanitized. They wiped down some stuff and marbles. We have 22 dialysis patients on the ward with infection. 22.
Wow.
And 8 dead in 6 to 7 weeks. 8 dead.
So out of the 20, out of the 22 that were on dialysis with you.
Yes,
eight have passed away.
Pardon me?
Eight of the 22 have passed away.
No, that's eight by itself. 22 on the ward.
Okay, so 22 on the ward and a separate
bed in the lab.
Okay. Wow.
Something is wrong with that place. They call me whistleblower all kind of day, but I trying to bring awareness. Our lives and the lives of those nurses depend on it. Nobody checking, buddy.
No, I know you're passionate about getting good health care and making sure certain things are in place for not just yourself, but others as well. So
that is something that's going on in there. All of the patients are getting sick, especially class 22 dialysis patients.
All right,
I can
do some due diligence on it, all right, GNN? And I can get back to
man.
But I appreciate the call, as always, man. Be safe and continue to do well, bro. Yeah, but that's where we're at. That is where we're at. There's a lot of things in this country the Bahamians want to talk about information on, and they can't get it. And every day we get distracted by the smoke and mirrors thrown out there and the sensationalism that get us pulled off course, and pertinent issues end up on the back pages. And we have to use platforms like this and other platforms to keep agitating to get a better Bahamas, to get the things we need in place and to run effectively and efficiently and non-politically, but how they should run. I mean, you look at the spectrum today. We've talked about a lot of things in this first couple of minutes of the show. And that should show you Bahamians have concern about crime, about the police force, about BPL, about the cost of living, about healthcare. There's a lot to talk about. A lot of questions. And we get no answers. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking heads.
Nori.
Hey, what's happening?
How you doing?
I'm good.
I ain't afraid much, right? As much as this gentleman come on the phone, talk about the fourth dialysis unit at hospital. They had a former minister, Dr. Dwayne Sands, right? Why can't he go in there and do his investigation?
I mean, we have a current doctor who's minister of health.
I'm talking about that one.
Nobody. I mean, shouldn't it start on his watch since he is the
It's always the anger. Start on his watch. So the opposition, they are responsible also for health care, you know.
No, I get it.
They're supposed to be sitting dock for when the election comes. They just fly in on their curse. But he could go on there and do his investigation too and see if things are operating properly. And if it isn't being a former minister of health, he could make recommendation. That's what opposition are for, right?
Yep, I mean,
because I'm on this radio, keep talking, and I hear you tell him you go in. You ever been?
What you mean?
Nice, keep it real, right? You ever went and do your investigation?
Yes,
but I always tell him I go in.
Hold on, huh? I've done my investigations. And in doing my investigations, I've been given information that there is a case. There are issues there. And in some other cases, they haven't had issues. They've been able to provide the information. We're going to go on hearsay either way, because at the end of the day, sadly, we Bahamians, all us, we like to lie.
I know I'm naughty, right? But you can't change the situation. Person who could make a change in a different. They should be the ones who's listening and doing
I do my best to ask the questions that you, Joe Public, want asked and the answers you all need. We don't have a Freedom of Information Act. We don't have a Procurement Act. So,
and them is listening to your talk show, right or wrong?
All of them been guests on the talk show. So,
I'm talking about the dialysis unit over and over.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to reach out to Dr. Sands and Dr. Dava.
This is real life, man, you know?
Huh?
If this is real life, he's thinking of real life.
And it's not just that area. I've heard other stories about other areas as well. And we still have a situation with the morgue. So at the end of the day, we got a lot of issues to deal with there. So more questions need to be asked, and folks like you need to keep calling in and keep agitating as well. Do your part, too.
Okay.
Keep it up. Good stuff. Let's go to the other call. Oop. Let's get to that other call. Maybach, call a call back, man. That was my big finger. Talking heads.
Hey, fine, thank you.
What you got for me today?
I'm trying to wonder if, like the lady said, that those persons are listening. Are they really listening? Or are they only listen for when they hear their names to call and then pay attention? Because, you know, like she said, Dr. Sands was there. But like you were trying to remind her, we now have a doctor there also who has on that particular post right now. So why is it that he can't step in? And even if he needs help from Dr. Sands and Dr. Minnis, who was there before him, he could ask help even when he was ready.
Well, listen, that's something that I feel we need to embrace more. Barack Obama used to do it. If he had a Republican that was the best at doing something, he'd make them part of the initiative.
Exactly.
Get the best and brightest minds to make us the best and better Bahamas we could be.
Exactly.
Dr. Darvill is overwhelmed, reach out.
Exactly. So I want to ask a question, and I would like for whoever can hear me to think about it. If we continue down the path that we are on now, with nothing being done without a politician hand involved, and without a clear indication of forthcoming truth, freedom of information, and so on and so forth, politically, do you see us in, say, 20 years at this rate, if we continue down this path without any adjustments made? Where do you see this country? You can't get your car license without some politicians involved. You riding down the road, the man get booked out of day. Everything straight with his car. He had no plates, but he had on no shirt. Booked for indecent exposure.
What? Right. Hold on, stop. In all this heat, I think I earned my right as a natural-born Bahamian man that if I jump in the car and I yuck off my shirt and blow AC or roll the windows down, I think I've earned that right.
Now, as a female, I'm thinking about doing the same thing. But
I'm sure most Bahamian men wouldn't have an objection with that either, but I mean, that's a different story for another day.
Exactly.
But at the end of the day,
my point
indecent
is the
exposure?
The pettiness that is involved. You understand?
But hold on. Isn't this the same administration that had issues with the taxation of the previous administration, which by rights they should have had issues because some of them were egregious, but now they're doing the same thing? And there's always Joe Public who toting the blow of the tax.
Exactly. So that's why I want you to think about it. Looking at the way things is today, presently, with this present government in, I know we like to say, oh, they're all the same, but hold on. We're talking about the one that is here right now, who has the bucket, who is holding the bucket today. Let's talk about them. If we go down the path that we are on right now, where do you see this country for our children growing up, grandchildren growing up in 20 years? How would it look?
Boy, I can't really say, but I
exactly.
Want to say
exactly.
Come check me a joker's glass so I could really express myself.
It's a dim picture. Because
it's bleak.
If you seriously think about it, it's a crying shame going if we don't move with some agency with certain things. Look at the commissioner of police. Why should he be appointed? Why can't we elect him? How would I know if I appoint you? Don't you owe me your loyalty?
Boy.
Exactly.
A lot of questions.
I have a head full. You understand? But just think about it. Moving forward, where do we see ourselves? I mean, we're talking.
Yeah.
Who's listening?
Good stuff. I got to get to the other calls, man. Good stuff. All right, and keep your shirt on. Talking heads. Let's get to the next call. Talking heads. All right, try call us back. Naughty, I know that caller misspoke. Did the caller just say that a man was booked for indecent exposure for having their shirt off in his car? And all those tourists walking all around downtown, basically naked, they part belly showing, and the police don't even warn them? Say it ain't so. Say it ain't so. It's so. Let's get back to the phone lines. Talking heads.
Hey, peace and love, Naughty Man. Enough respect, man.
Bless up, Sam Ray, bro. What's going on, man?
Everything cool, man. Naughty, I mean, what people need to understand is that if the hospital was to run it, private doctors and private institutions wouldn't be making any money. All right, so as long as Princess Margaret Hospital falling down, it is benefiting somebody. You know, so we need to learn in this society that whenever there's a lack in basic things that we're supposed to have, essential things that we're supposed to have, almost, you know, inalienable rights things, right? Whenever there's a slack in those, or whenever there's a lack, should I say, we need to look who's picking up the slack, because it's always about the money.
But refresh my memory on something, Carla. Aren't a lot of those doctors who are involved in private entities with doctors, aren't they involved in private entities with PMH as well?
Yes, sir. And see, and I mean, I wrote a little book. I have a little book I wrote a couple of years back. Well, man, and I saw I didn't publish it. You know, the book is called What's Wrong with the Bahamas, right? And in my little book I wrote, that's one of the...
Right, that can't be no little book, because you trying to be humble and all that, but yeah. that ain't no little book with Wrong with the Bahamas. That's at least 1,500 pages.
But in the book, I mean, like I say, one of the chapters is dealing with healthcare. And it was addressing the fact that how we have individuals who are in public and private service, and what they do sometimes is they refer individuals from the public to their private practice. So they, you know what I mean, they like kind of double dipping on the thing, right? But I mean, and even the NHI, Nordy, when I think it was the Christie administration who had introduced or tried to introduce the NHI thing. And they was talking about it was a primary health care. And I say, man, you know, these people really think we're stupid, because at PMH we have primary health care now. You understand where
yeah,
it comes from?
Well, you know what they always like to say, right? Amens? Put it in writing. You put it in a lot of details and a lot of preambles and stuff like that. A lot of people go right through them, miss them.
Yeah, man. But like I say, we just need to understand how things run. And what we need to do is we need to demand the services that are supposed to be readily available for us, available, man. Like my brother, who's be calling about, I think that's GNN, who's be calling about the dialysis.
Correct.
Thing, right? Man, I mean, he's supposed to be so comfortable when he go up there.
You that's true.
Like coming from everyone who goes to the hospital.
He should be entitled to some quality health care, regardless of where you are in society in this country.
Everyone who goes to the hospital for health care is supposed to feel as if...
Especially a politician's promising it to you. You know what I mean?
Like, you know what I mean? They're supposed to feel a certain way.
I got to get to the break, bro, but yes, good stuff, good points, and don't be a stranger, man. Call in more often. I appreciate that, bro. Don't be no stranger. All right, quick break. Flip side of the break. You got Cuban Willie's numerology report, all brought to you, of course, by the Island Game, and we'll get straight into the news. Good stuff, first hour. Everybody who called in, chimed in, texted in. Good stuff, man. And we'll get into sports in the 5 o'clock, so keep it right where you got it. The Wednesday, July 31st edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Living with a neurological condition shouldn't define you. At Cleveland Clinic in Florida, we do whatever it takes to make life better today while discovering new treatments for a brighter tomorrow. From epilepsy management to specialized spine care and brain tumor surgery, we're delivering world-class neurology care for the day-to-day, for the days you live for every care in the world. Visit clevelandclinicflorida.org/Caribbean.
When everybody out, fried chicken we are pre, bucket for the crow. Share a bucket together, everybody go live. Crispy original when we're online.
Bucket together and do the new dance craze.
Pot KFC summer bucket deal. 8 pieces of your favorite fried chicken and 4 buttery biscuits with options to add family fries, a 2-liter switcher, and 4 pineapple biscuits. Starting at $20. KFC, it's finger licking good.
Join us in helping to support the Bahamas Children's Emergency Hostel. When doing your shopping at Janae's Uniform Center, just drop your coins or more in the special donation box.
You can also help by donating vitamins, snacks, medicines, books, and more.
Visit the Bahamas Children's Emergency Hostel directly, or you can donate on h242.org or call 361-4124 or 807-6155.
And thank you for helping us.
The Bahamas Children's Emergency Hostel. Together, we can make a difference.
John's Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances, so come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
That's astonishing. Yeah!
Where is the remote? Who turned the TV off?
Sorry, hon. It's a power outage.
Power up your home with a renewable energy system. CIBC Caribbean offers up to 100% financing on residential photovoltaic systems to keep you powered up during outages. Ask your relationship manager or sales specialist about our renewable energy loans. You may also visit CIBCFCIB.com/renewable energy loans for more information. Conditions.
Feeling lucky? Here's Cuban Willie's numerology report, brought to you by the Island Game.
Hola, buenos dias. It's me, Cuban Willie. It's hump day, Wednesday. Time to get over the hump with your three ball special in my numerology report, brought to you by the Island Game. And today's number is 1, 1, 2. The 112, that's your three ball special today. Play it and win with the Island Game. Stay winning, my friend.
We're going to give you a check every week for a year.
Percy Fenty Plan, Island Game, keep you winning. Percy Fenty Plan, dream big, we will help you live it. Percy Fenty Plan, Island Game, we got you. Percy Fenty Plan, from the friends you can trust. If winning is a must, come play the game, you know, cause your best chance is with us. The most trustworthy name is Percy's Island Game. So put 20 on your account and ride this easy train at Percy's Island Game.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Looking for quality food at affordable prices? Look no further than Solomon's. Our stores offer unbeatable savings on your overall basket without compromising on quality. From quality produce to pantry staples, we have everything you need to create delicious and nutritious meals for less. When it comes to your grocery budget, don't sacrifice quality for value. Come to Solomon's and experience the best of both worlds.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Back at you on the Wednesday, July 31st edition of Talking Heads, your boy Naughty and your company, right up until 6 p.m. We got Purdy probably going to zoom in short order. Purdy was up late last night. The Dodgers was making moves yesterday, right before the trade deadline. Purdy had to go investigate all the new Dodgers that came to L.A. right before the trade deadline, including Flaherty from Detroit, the pitcher. Yankees had an eye on him. Dodgers just sniped us on that one. So we're looking for Pearly to zoom in at any point. So zoom in, Pearly. We're looking for Pearl to zoom in. And once he zooms in, we'll be good to go. While I wait on the Pearl, let me jump into Today in Sports History, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. You know, it's Wednesday, so you know it's happy hour at Naughty Johnny's. Be sure to check them out. All right, well worth the trip out there to the Old Fort Shopping Plaza. Happy hour, 5 to 7. Great drink specials for you. Great highballs. Great cocktails and great food specials. So be sure to check them out. All right. Give them a call. 377-7776. See what they got lined up for you. All right. On this day, July 31st in sports history, 1932, Enzo Ferrari retired from racing. In 1950, he launched a series of cars under his name. And the rest is history. 1961, the first tie in all-star history was recorded when it was stopped in the ninth inning due to rain at Boston's Fenway Park. 1981, the seven-week baseball player strike came to an end when the players and owners agreed on the issue of free agent compensation. 2001, Corey Stringer of the Minnesota Vikings collapsed during practice. The 27-year-old died the next day of multiple organ failure due to heat stroke. I remember that. Very sad story. All right, sports quote of the day. Sweat plus sacrifice equals success. Charlie Finley. And that's a wrap right there on Today in Sports History, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. All right, let's get up into the home court. All brought to you, of course, by Burger King Nassau. We got Pearly zoomed in yet? Keep an eye out for the Pearl. And let's jump into it. Like I said, the home court, all brought to you, of course, by Burger King Nassau. Be sure to check out BK. It's Wednesday. It's Whopper Wednesday. You don't want to miss out on that. Be sure to check them out on that classic, the Whopper. All right? They got the combo going on for you, so be sure to check them out today. All right? Favorite BK Nassau location. Now, let's check out the home court. Like I said, he finishes tied for 26, fails to advance to the semis. This is an Olympic swimming. Mullings looking forward to men's decathlon. Story by Sheldon Long. And Sheldon doing a great job over there in Paris, France. Ken Mullings continues to make history in a sporting discipline that is quickly picking up steam in the Bahamas. He tackled the multi-events and is experiencing tremendous success. Mullings is one of just two Bahamians to ever soar over 8,000 points in the men's decathlon, the other being national record holder Kendrick Thompson. Mullings qualified for the 2024 Paris Olympics through the World Athletic Ranking System, while Thompson is still recovering from an injury suffered at last year's Central American and Caribbean Games. Prior to the injury, Mullings and Thompson were going back and forth in the men's decathlon with each in 5 years. The new national record of 8,182 points was set by Thompson at the Hypo meeting in Gotztis in Mosley Stadium in Gotztis, Austria last year. Mullings has a personal best mark of 1,176 points done at the same meet this year, just 6 points short of the national record. So can he get in the Olympics? We'll see. Colbrook says BOC had its share of challenges. Team leader of the Bahamas Olympic team, Roy Colbrook, said everything is in place to ensure that the team is comfortable in the Athletes Village in Paris, France. Well, I just share challenges. Well, I had some boo-boo decisions, too. But anyway, we leave that alone. We ain't going to touch that one. No, we ain't going to touch that one. All right. And from another successful San Juan Beach Flag football tournament took place over the weekend. The Bamboo Shack Predators, they won. And the Honey Badgers won. So there you go. Male category, Aaron Poitier. Team Red Dot awarded the title of the most exciting player for his electrifying performances throughout the tournament. He was named MVP for his invaluable contributions and leadership on the field. Tad Shams, number 27 team, X-Force, crowned the fastest man on sand. In the female category, Carlene Johnson, number 22 of Team Honey Badgers, recognized as the fastest woman on sand. Rashia Watkins, 25 of the Honey Badgers, honored as the most exciting player for her dynamic and thrilling plays. And Vania Cornwall, number 10 of the Cayman Islands Lynx, awarded MVP for outstanding performance and pivotal role in her team's success. So there you go. All right, let me get to the proper results. The female championship game featured the Honey Badgers from Nassau and the Lynx from the Cayman Islands. Both teams put up a good fight, but the Honey Badgers won, scoring 22 against the Lynx score of 21. Male championship featured the Bamboo Shack Predators of Nassau and the Abaco Sharks. The Predators confirmed their status as champions with a 24-20 win over the Sharks. So there you go. Another successful Sand Wars tournament. There you have it. All right, and that's a wrap on the home court. Now we can get into who's in and who's out. All brought to you, the home court brought to you by Burger King Nassau. And now let's get into the who's in and who's out. All brought to you, of course, by Tropical Gyros. We got Pearly in yet, or is he still out? All right. I don't know what's going on with Pearly. Pearly, man. I think Pearly might be in a bad area. Check, see if the Dodgers playing. Dodgers playing now? Well, I tell you who ain't playing around at all. It's Jazz Chisholm. Man, oh, man, oh, man. What a performance last night. Yankees swept the Phillies. All right? And Jazz did his thing last night and helped the Yankees win another one. All right? And he had quite the night at the plate. Another two home runs. All right? Last night, five RBI. Then today, one hit in four plate appearances with a run scored. Yankees win 6-5, sweep the Phillies. They've won four in a row. And now they're five in a row back of the Baltimore Orioles. So there you go. And their upcoming schedule, they got the Blue Jays for a three-game series, then the Angels for a three-game series. So that's another, that could be a winning streak. They could be going on a streak right now. Look like Jazz got there right in time. But when you look at it, you take it all in. Jazz has played four games with the Yankees. Well, three games. Up until last night, three games with the Yankees. Only player in Yankee history to have four home runs in his first three games. I'm still trying to see where that ranks all time in Major League Baseball. How many other players have had four home runs in their first three games for a team? Jazz went 1-for-5 the first game. 2-for-5 the second game. 3-for-6 the third game. You see the improvement each time? And in those six hits in 16 at-bats, four of them home runs. Okay? 7-8 RBIs in the process since becoming a Yankee. The ball well. 357 clip. Let's see what he's looking at after today. Hitting 368 since becoming a Yankee. Couple of stolen bases. One, two, three, but five runs scored, doing his thing and playing a wicked third base. Wicked third base. So that, you know, looking real good.
Ah, Lord, ah, Lord.
Ah, you finally chime in, eh? I thought you was, no, stop. I thought you was hungover and punch drunk from staying up till 3, 4 in the morning doing every piece of research on Flaherty and my man who you got from Toronto. Because, boy, you was an upset camper before we got off that year yesterday. And, boy, my, oh, my, after six when you got home and you saw who y'all teeth from the Yankees and who y'all got from the Blue Jays, different story.
No, the problem was I forgot we had changed the password. So I'm sitting here putting the old password and cussing every day.
Now, don't get mad at me because you pull a Roberts and make the wrong call because I sent you the new link early today before the boss get mad.
I realized that after a minute or two.
Yeah, so don't blame me, boss. Blame the Pearl. All excited by them Dodgers. But you can't.
I'm pissed off because we blew a game last night that really made me cuss dirty words last night.
Oh, I was up late watching Cut Skin.
All the neighbors was calling, Thompson, you all right? You all right? I was cussing every dirty word. I cussed so much last night.
You didn't hear me and the crew round the corner from you making noise, but Yankees win. The Yankees win for the fifth night in a row. For the fifth game in a row.
I was just trying to make noise.
Now, Pearly, you can't tell me. My good friend, my late friend, Frankie the Yankee Simmons, he didn't just pull it for Jazz to get there, boy. He pulling some more strings. You see that start with Jazz off to in New York?
Yeah, it's wonderful.
I know Frankie looking down, smiling.
It's great for him. He's the type of person that will embrace New York.
Oh, man.
Perfect fit for him. It's a perfect fit for him. Even though I'm going to perform in L.A., it's still a perfect fit for him. It's really a good fit. He's going to do well. He's going to embrace. He's going to be well liked. He's going to be a fan.
There's
favorite.
An awesome picture of Jazz sitting on the dugout with his hat to the back, just smiling that smile. In true Bahamian fashion, hat to the back. So what if it's the Yankees? So what if it's tradition? I rock in his backwards, brother, because I love that. And I think the Yankees like it too. You can see Judge is a big fan. I think they got something in Jazz. I mean, long term. If he keeps playing at this level.
It's good for him. He's comfortable. He's happy. He's relaxed. He's in a pennant race. He's going to have a good time.
It only took him four games to absolutely just wrap the New York media right around his little finger.
Yeah, he's done that.
They are in love with Jazz Chisholm.
Listen, my cousin's one of these a Saxon or Valley. That's all. My cousin's in New York. He's a Saxon or Valley because that's only group state.
Tell him he's a Bahamian.
I don't know what they say. Oh, they're so happy. The Bahamian contingent in New York so happy he's up there. But I'm happy for him.
Yankee fans in general, we are definitely happy, Pearly. And I can't tell you where to lie. It makes for a great pennant race. It makes for a great run. I think we would have been more solidified to run the board in the American League and possibly buck you all in the World Series if we would have gotten Flaherty from Detroit. But, oh, you all red, you all ugly, stinking, no-good Dodger heads.
We need.
And Pearly, it's only a rental. My God, it's only a rental. Because you know you could probably sign somewhere else next year.
Not necessarily. We got the money to sign him next year. And if he comes to the win, we won't keep him. We're not going to keep him for no rental. Matter of fact, we only gave up a number 8 prospect for him. So we really didn't lose much. All the key people I didn't want to lose, like Stone and River Ryan and all them, we didn't lose. So I'm happy with that. McSweeney is a high A or low. He's not even quite ready for the major league. So we're not losing very much by giving up him for them. So I'm happy. We did lose Miguel Vargas for Edmund, but that's fine. I can live with that. Miguel needs a fresh start, someplace where he can go and start because he's not producing in L.A.
No, I think that's run its course over there.
Yeah, he's going to be fine where he's at. So Flaherty is a good pickup. He won't pitch until probably Thursday.
That's not bad.
Kershaw going tonight, so he probably pitch tomorrow or Friday.
But we got Leiter in the deal, and Leiter from the Cubs.
Leiter Jr. That's a good pickup for y'all.
He pitched well today. I mean, he gave up 3 hits and 1 run, but I expect that because, obviously, he switched leagues. But at the end of the day, I think that's long-term. Like you said, I think that's a good pickup for the Yankees right there.
Yeah, it is. I know one thing. Even though San Diego got, I wanted Stone, the closer from the Marlins, I think San Diego gave up too much for him. They gave up 3 top 10 prospects to get him. That's
yeah,
too much.
Big time. They overspent big time.
They overspent. That's overspending it. And it's going to come back to haunt them in the long run. But I understand they're in the win now mode. They got an awesome back end of the bullpen. I mean, if their starters get to the 6th inning, it's going to be hard to beat them.
Yeah,
it's gonna
I
be
mean,
real hard to beat them.
I'm looking at the Yankees and I'm scared, Pearly. Yeah, and one thing that I'm scared, I have a Sandman, my brother.
Yeah.
We don't have a Sandman, and Holmes supposed to be that guy, and he's not.
Yeah, but you got to, you know, it's right now, even with the Dodgers, I mean, our bullpen doing crap right now. We were number 1 in the majors up until a month ago, and now we're doing crap. It's a process you go through.
I think some
ebbs and flow you go through. It can be all right. The Yankees and the Dodgers will be there at the end of the time.
I think De Los Santos was a good pickup, quietly under the radar. Maybe he could help the bullpen.
He probably will. Get his feet wet.
Yeah, but I think you're going to have some good baseball.
There's going to be pressure on plenty of people. And then you see Pittsburgh making moves to try to stay in the playoff hunt. You know that's going to be a really good year for baseball.
Well, that speaks to your addition. To your position, which you said yesterday. The 3 wild cards are now going to open up, you know, that competitive side.
It has, because back in the day, right now, if you had only 2 wild cards, you basically would have about 10 or 15 teams that could be buyers or could really be sellers. So now you only had about 5 teams that are selling. You really look at who made the most. The Rays, the Blue Jays, the White Sox, Detroit. They're basically the teams that were sellers. And everybody gutted them out. I mean, the Marlins, oh, my goodness. I don't even know what he had. But we'll see. I think it's good for baseball in terms of the competitive nature. It keeps everybody, keeps plenty of cities involved all the way down to the last couple of weeks of the week, and mostly to the week of the season. So it's good for baseball. It's really good for baseball.
Yeah, it is.
Now,
man.
My only problem I have with it is the team that finished with the best record have too long a break before they start playing. And I would recommend you go with a 4. Or another wild card maybe, and then everybody start playing the same time like it used to be back in the 60s, 70s, and 80s. Because baseball, when you start playing and you don't do baseball for a week or two or a week to 7 to 10 days, you have to go all the way to almost like spring training to get your momentum back, your chemistry back, and it kills the teams. And it's proven that with Dodgers, with the Yankees, with teams, Milwaukee, the top 5 teams last year all lost in the playoffs because they all were sitting out week.
Yeah, I don't like to buy into that, but I think, yeah, Russ played a factor in a couple of those situations.
I think it was Russ. I think you're sitting down, you in a momentum, you're rolling, then you got to go sit down and chill. You can do all the practice you want. If you're in that game spirit, things happen.
Yep. It really, like I said, I think a lot of teams that lay off in between the playoff momentum.
It does. It does. So that's the only problem I have with it. It needs to be a quicker turnaround time in terms for those top teams to play. You know, it ain't like the NFL. You get a 1 week bye. They can live with being off 2 weeks off, you know, to rest up, but not baseball.
Yeah.
Not baseball. You know, the only good thing about what's going on now with my Dodgers is when Freddie's out, and he's not hurt. His son is in hospital, so he's basically dealing with that. Mookie will be back the end of the month, end of August.
Are
so
you sure?
Pardon me?
Are you sure that Mookie going to be back?
By the end of August? Yeah, he'll be back by the end of August.
And what's that injury again, Pearly?
Broken wrist. A bone in his wrist. Not a wrist, but a bone in his hand.
What'd say?
A broken bone in his hand. He got hit by a ball. By a pitch.
Okay. But I thought that was a couple of week injury. Was it more severe than initially diagnosed?
6 to 8 weeks, they say he'll be out. So the 8 weeks will be, I figure by the end of August, he'll be back. He's already doing some light working out now.
I was just going to ask you, is he going on a rehab assignment at some point?
That'll be the month of September. It would be his preseason. All over again.
All right. Good. Just wanted to see how you think about it, you know, and your take on it, because I know you'd have the up-to-date info as far as the injury. Because a lot of people were speculating that it could be worse with Betts, because he didn't seem to make a quick comeback. And initially, you know, they thought it would be about 4 or 5 weeks. Now he's going to the full length. Or is that intentionally done by the team?
They say 6 to 8 weeks.
I do not walk anywhere.
I know that mount anywhere. Tell him shut up, be on radio.
Yeah. I step on everybody hailing me in the middle of the road.
You're a sobriety man.
But yeah, like I was saying, there's no rush to get him back. Once we in the playoff run, there's no rush to bring him back.
That was my question. Was that intentionally done? Was that the Dodgers just taking the errand on the side of precaution and not letting him run back?
No, based on the injury, it's basically a minimum of 6 weeks. That's the broken bone was.
All right. Just making sure, because you don't want to rush people back, but at the end of the day, you know, you want him back at some point.
Yeah, I know what you mean. He'll be back. That's what we've been saying. September will be his preseason month.
Yeah, that will be. September will be preseason for him.
Yeah.
So let's see. Let's see. Now, speaking of September, September's around the corner. That means, you know, this week we got football. And for the rest of the year, we got football.
Well, tomorrow is football, but the thing about it, there's no starters are playing tomorrow.
It's dawn football, Pearly.
Once it's football, yeah.
It's football. It's football.
Yeah, how happy it is. It's football.
It's football. Come on, man. You know, we coming out of hibernation right now, man. We gotta, you know, wipe the bibby out of our eyes and look good and look and smell it. You know, that smells like pigskin. That smells like grass. That smells like football.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah. So, this gives us an opportunity to get in shape as well. But I gotta ask you. Right around the corner, training camps getting ready. Well, they're open, you know, preseason games getting ready to start. What's the latest on the offensive line in Miami? I'm hearing all kind of stories that y'all are in disarray. Injury has got y'all down, and Connor Williams should be back, but he's not ready yet.
Well, we haven't signed Connor Williams to different people.
But I thought y'all were pretty much earmarked to sign him back.
We are front runner, but some one or two other things have been. He's been entertaining him now. I think the Giants had him in town the other day.
Oh God!
Was it the Giants? Don't quote me on that.
Could be a possibility. Could very well be a possibility.
But we're not. My only concern is right guard.
Uh huh.
There's not no. Right guard is my major concern right now. I think we may still have the sign rolling. If we can get Connor Williams, and Connor Williams can play right guard. I'm just waiting to see.
You're just waiting to see how it pan out.
Yeah, early. So, you know, it's a little early. I think I'll start reading up on them this week and see where they are. It's a little early on the judge on how you know, how they're panning out and all, because a lot of people are concerned that Gray didn't make any move yet. And maybe he's waiting to see how the offensive line pans out before they make any moves to bring anybody else in.
So we'll see how it goes.
You know, but
you always got to have that wait and see kind of attitude, man.
You have to sometimes, you can't panic and make moves. Then, you know, things may just come together. You never know. You know, I think we picked up a good center. They replaced Connor Williams because he didn't think he was going to be back this early. But a lot of people think that he may be back pretty soon.
Well, a lot of people saying Connor Williams should be back.
Yeah, no, at first they thought he wasn't going to be back till the end of October.
No, but a lot of people talking about how he's made improvements, you know, like he's worked hard in off season.
Yeah, he worked hard and he's healed up real quick.
All right, let's get to to the phone lines real quick. Talking heads. All right, call us back, caller. Are you surprised, you know?
You know, we get some biggity callers. They get a little impatient with us.
Big time. No answer on the first ring, they get in their feelings.
Yeah.
You have to deal with that tomorrow.
So I know, I'll go through it. It won't be a big issue.
Yeah.
I tell them to be patient. Okay.
Well, we got to ask MJ about the Olympics on Friday. She's not in today, but I'll ask Pearly. Naughty, what did you and Pearly think about the Paris Olympics? Is the same Olympics you remember growing up as a kid? No. Some days I see. I mean, yeah, you got the pomp and circumstance. You got the opening ceremonies. So I would say from the games and the medal presentation, yes, it's similar to what we grew up on. The opening ceremony, no. And that's just where I can leave it.
I tell people, and I said, like I said, I thought it was yesterday, when you decided you're going to give the French the Olympic Games, what you expect, what you was expecting. You're expecting real simple, less than smart. I kind of like the boat thing. Some people didn't like it. I kind of liked it. But you didn't expect them to not do something differently. But Tokyo Tokyo was like, blah.
Yeah, Tokyo.
Friends are trying to come back with something controversial, like you say.
Huh?
I thought the French will come out with something controversial.
Always. Always over the top. Mr. Producer, check the phone lines.
In terms of the competition, I think the competition is really good.
Mm-hmm. The competition, yeah. And listen, I saw some things last night, though. I watched the French rob Japan in basketball.
You think they robbed them? I didn't watch the
game. Pearly, they was up 94-90, okay? The French player took a shot, totally untouched. Nailed the three-pointer, totally untouched. Couldn't get hand on body anywhere. They called the foul. Of course, it's a four-point play. It sends them to overtime. France wins by 4, 94-90. Richie Hachimura had 24, had a couple of threes in a row. Richie was getting hot. Richie bumped into Wembanyama. They kicked Richie out of the game. the French were at it last night.
Because they couldn't, if they had lost that game, they would have been basically out of the medal hunt.
The French was like Pepe Le Pew yesterday. Very, very stinky, my buttercup. Wah, wah. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking heads.
But all that ain't gonna help them in the next.
Hey, Naughty. What's up, Naughty?
No, it ain't gonna help them, Pearly. What's going on, Mystery Dolphin? What you got today, bro?
Everything good. What's up, Pearly?
Hey, brother. Hey, Rachel.
All right. Golden State Warriors. Is it true that they got Lauri Markkanen?
I can check for you now. That's, I mean, I know that was rumored for a couple of weeks. They were working on it.
Uh-huh. So I wanted to know if that's real. because I saw something fly by, and I want to know if it sealed, and no, if that is the pickup they got, that's going to be ideal.
Yeah, nothing. The latest, as of yesterday, well, as of today, no news on a trade of Markkanen. Mm-hmm. Nothing new. The latest news in was 2 days ago, was a proposed three-team trade that would send Markkanen to the Warriors. Mm-hmm. And the Golden State Warriors have been linked with a trade for Lauri Markkanen throughout the opening weeks of the offseason. The Utah Jazz star would help solve the lack of size within Steve Kerr's rotation while also adding another all-star talent to the roster. However, Utah is reportedly asking for a haul of both talent and draft picks, thus making a deal hard to reach. In a recent article for Bleacher Report, Eric Pincus has concocted a three-team trade that could make sense for all teams involved. And this is what he proposed. He proposed the Warriors would receive Lauri Markkanen, an $8 million trade exception created by trading Kevin Looney into cap space, and a $1.9 million trade exception created by...
I thought it was Kuminga they was going to let go, Looney.
No, this is the latest as to what they're proposing. They're trying to keep Kuminga. And here's what the Jazz would be getting. Moses Moody, Kevin Looney, Guy Sanchez, Kevin Werder, Kobe Jones, the Warriors' 2025 first-round pick, Hawks' 2026 second-round pick, 2027 first-round pick swap with the Warriors, top five protected, the Kings' 2028 first-round pick, and a 2030 first-round pick swap with the Kings. So they're getting a lot of pieces. And here's And here's what the Kings would get. Your guy Kuminga will now go to the Kings, and they get $9.2 million trade exception for Werder, $2.1 million trade exception from Jones.
Well, that's a good addition for the Kings.
Yeah, that's what they're talking. That's what's out there.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see. We'll see where it pans out and plays out. Because it's talks. Nothing has been etched in stone. Nothing is official. It's just talks.
But that'll be a good pickup for Golden State, especially how they pick up Buddy Hield. They'll remain with Draymond Green and Steph Curry. And all they'll need now is another forward.
Yep.
Sound like you about to jump a flight from Miami.
No. I told y'all I'm a Miami Heat, but if Miami Heat is out, I would usually pull for Golden State Warriors in the West against everybody, especially the Lakers. Especially the Lakers.
We'll see.
You call now.
We'll see. I ain't even going there right now. Too much football ready to talk about right now. I ain't worrying about that soap opera.
Dallas made any moves?
Yeah. They signed a new water boy, and they got a new team trainer as well.
Who's this?
Hey, Cowboys really falling down, but
you don't worry. Listen, you don't worry about us. Worry about your pop down Dolphins
we got the best team in the league right now. You can see it.
Yeah,
you can see it. Especially how Tua picked up that $214 million extension,
buddy. Your smack talk and your for lack of a better word, verbal diarrhea is in mid season form today.
That's really Tua. I know
how it is. That's why I say you're in mid-season form talking smack all the way around.
Okay, all right. Have a good
go night. And send no more mystery. We'll talk
soon. Absolutely.
Let's get to the other call. Talking Heads. Talking Heads. Turn your radio down for us, please.
Yeah. This ain't naughty.
Hey, what's happening?
Everything good. Hey, thanks for the thing, man.
No problem, man. Always glad to contribute, man. Not a problem, man.
Yeah. Willie.
Yes, sir.
Man, you disappoint me Monday, man.
Monday?
Yeah. You let Mystery come on this thing talking right out of the head, man. Not even you get a name from him.
What, Mystery Dolphin?
Yeah.
Well, let me show you why we call him Mystery. He lost a bet where he's supposed to come in a couple years ago, not last year, but the year before. I said the Cowboys would finish with a better record than the Dolphins. Him and Pearly said no, it wouldn't happen. Pearly has paid his penance. Mystery still need to come in and put on the Cowboy too. He hasn't done it. He's been a mystery ever since. You understand what I'm saying? So he's a mystery Dolphin.
Yeah, well, he ain't only a mystery Dolphin. He's a mystery sports fan.
It's a mystery as to where he gets some of the stuff where he comes up with, too.
That's what I said. I listened to him say something to Pearlie the other day. I thought Pearlie was going to wreck him. He was telling Pearlie he's something like you. You are not a LeBron fan, so you are a Laker, but you ain't with the Lakers like that. But he is not a Tula fan, but he is an all-out Dolphins. And I find that kind of so strange. Because how you could be an all-out Dolphin if you're not a Tula fan? And Tula makes 90% of the Dolphin what they is today.
Well, I can tell you in Dallas, we got the same probably fans that don't like Dak Prescott, but swear they die-hard Cowboys. But anyhow.
When you is a part of a team, it's not, it got nothing to do with the players. It has something to do with the team. Because every player is a part of the team. And if you disrespect, if you say you're in with one of the players, you're in with the team. But at the end of the day.
No. Stop that right here. Let me clarify something for you.
Clarify.
If I've been a long-time Laker fan.
I know that.
And stop. I could say when some new booty jive turkey who ain't brought up in Lakerdom like Kobe and Magic wasn't drafted, wasn't part of the plan, is brought in free agency like other prior free agents beforehand. If I like it, it's a good deal. If I don't, I'ma speak on it. I'm no hypocrite. If I don't like LeBron in Cleveland and Miami, you think I can like him in L.A.? No,
well, I mean,
I'm a Laker fan. It's like at the family reunion. And I can stand up and at the punch bowl and be loud and say, you know what? You should have never let her marry him. I told you he had problems. I told you he had issues. You'll tell me to shut up, but I tell you so. And if you don't like me, I speak it on behalf of the family because I love the family enough to say the things that need to be said, the hard things that need to be said. And like I've said, 6 years ago when he got here, it was going to be a failure in L.A. with LeBron because he into life out of numbers. Look at the achievements. Look at the accomplishments. Squadoosh. We ain't done nothing.
Well, at the end of the day, Naughty.
And while I got you on the hook, just how you was calling me last month and a couple months ago when the NBA was on talking all out the side of your neck, it played out just how I told you it was going to play out. So, back to your point. As a loyal Laker fan, I can go on record and say I don't like the boy because I'm a Laker and I don't like him here.
Well, anyhow, I wasn't a LeBron fan when he was with the other teams then. But
oh, so you're a LeBron fan now that he's a Laker?
Hey, let me tell you something. He's a Laker.
So if they put Jason Voorhees, Freddie Krueger, and Hannibal Lecter in a Laker jersey, you could support them?
Listen. He's a Laker. He's a Laker. So I gotta stick with the Lakers.
Okay.
Now, whether I like him or not, he's still a Laker, so I is a Laker fan, and I got to go with the Lakers. Now, if he move, then I still a Laker.
And I still a Laker, too, and that don't mean I have to accept him. That means I can sit there and moan and complain as long as he there and say, because I'm a Laker, I don't want him here.
I want to share something with you, though.
Mm-hmm.
You know, couple years before I became a Marlins, they was in Miami Marlins then. They was
the Florida Marlins.
Florida Marlins. Like Ron and I became a Florida Marlins like Ron and I think that was
what happened when they had Dontrell Willis there.
I think it was Ron in 96, 97, right?
All right, the Dontrell Willis era and the Sheffield era.
No, but watch this. I was always
and Mike Lowell at third.
I was always a Yankee, right? Now, I watched something take place for the last 3 to 4 days concerning the Yankees. And I am so grateful for my boy.
What you trying to say? You want me to make a call to Hank Steinbrenner and say, welcome Skillaboo back to the Yankees?
No.
Jazz here, so we want to bring him back?
I come in to compliment my Bohemian brother.
Yeah, man.
Who went there, and for me, went there, they ain't lose yet.
Correct.
Right. And I think it can be a little while before they lose.
Yeah, I said that earlier. They got 3 against the Blue Jays, 3 against the Angels. They hold their head. That's another 6 straight onto the 5 they won already. That could be 11 in a row.
The piece was missing.
Pitching. He's still missing some pitching now. And I love Jazz, and he is a missing piece, but pitching still, he still needs pitching.
No, listen to me. I see, that's what I said to my sister too. Right? But listen to this. Listen to this, Naughty. You see that shortstop? That second baseman? The fellow was playing second base.
Yeah.
They need to find Torres there.
Yeah, they got to find Torres. But listen, still, I got a couple other calls coming through, so I got to get to them. Go ahead.
But you know that was Jazz's position, right?
Yeah, but
before
guess what?
Before he go on the center field.
Jazz killing it at third base right now. Maybe the Yankees don't want to move him at third because he's playing not good on the hard corner.
My sister say Jazz is a dog on third base.
He is a dog, period, wherever you put him. He's an alpha.
Yeah,
he ain't no beta like LeBron. Good stuff. All right, bro. All right, let me get to this text. Let me get to this call. Naughty and Pearly, people are excited about Jazz hitting all these home runs as a Yankee, but I will wait to see what happens in the playoffs. All Yankee big hitters in recent years disappear in the playoffs. I expect Jazz to follow Yankee tradition and disappear in the playoffs when he faces great playoff pitching. You see great pitchers and pitching in the playoffs, not scrubs. This sounds like a disgruntled, upset, bitter Boston fan. Shut up. Or if you're anywhere else in the American League East, double shut up if you're an Oriole fan, because we could be in first place before we even know it. Sound like an Oriole fan, too. Because we could be in first place before you have one or two more good sleeps, the Yankees in first place again. But sound like you're a bitter hater. And hey, keep it up, because you know, Jazz likes that hate. It inspires him to be great. Let's go to the phones. Talking heads. All right, Pearly, let's get into the picks, because we got an interesting picks,
there's a couple of things I wanted to point out. South Sudan, that 1 point win was a no fluke. They mashed them up by 17 earlier today.
That's all right.
Ledecky won the 1500 freestyle, which I was favored to do.
In men or women?
That's Ledecky that's women.
That's women, right?
Yeah.
And she's a girl, correct?
A born like that.
Thank you. Just making sure.
Let me make sure Ledecky is a woman.
I'll leave you to do that investigation. All right.
Katie. No, that's Katie. I mixed it up with someone else. She's all woman. Born female.
There you go. She's a good Catholic, Roman Catholic girl too.
The Americans 3-on-3 basketball. They pretty much out of it.
3-on-3 basketball. Americans are out of it.
The women, they get a second loss.
The U.S. women lost?
The 3-on-3 basketball. Not the regular basketball.
The 3-on-3. Maybe they should have put Caitlin Clark on the 3-on-3 since she couldn't make the Olympic team, and maybe they'd have done better. I know I'm wrong for that.
Well, they had the team already lit or something.
Anyway, Pearly, let's do these picks, man.
But that's basically what's been happening.
All right. We got Coward today, though, talking about Aaron Rodgers, very fired up at Jets camp. Have you seen him at Jets camp lately, I'm Pearly? Getting in the face of the receivers.
They had a rumor going around to him and the coach had a row, but that wasn't no true.
That ain't no true, but he getting them fired up. You can see Aaron Rodgers putting his fingerprints on the team now like he does this time of year. They got another story about Caleb Williams coming out of Chicago. Apparently, some people think he's going to do well, but I don't think the locker room has bought into Caleb Williams in Chicago.
They eventually will.
All right, so that's a good take-home today with Colin Cowherd. So let's get this in real quick. Mr. Producer, we do the picks and go right to the break and then to Cowherd? Well, be a good time for that? All right, I got a thumbs up. And Mr. Producer got on a brand-new Dolphin hat today, Pearly. Had a time.
Good man, my good buddy.
I got to make sure I spill coffee on that when he put it down and nobody looking. Yeah, I said, are you still my boy? I'll buy you coffee, but still. All right, here we go. Baseball only, Pearly, because we ain't got nothing really else to pick.
No.
You got the Cubs and the Reds tonight. I feel we're going to have an Ellie Dela Cruz sighting tonight. I think I'm going to go with Cincinnati at home tonight.
I like Cincinnati tonight.
Pirates and the Astros. Astros been losing lately, man.
Yeah. Pirates, I don't know. Pirates on Woodford, he's a rookie. I don't know what he's doing. I'm going with Astros.
I'm going to go with the Astros at home tonight to rebound, too. You guys tonight, the favorite are San Diego at home. Who's pitching for San Diego?
Oh, Cease, you know, because Cease just come out of nowhere now.
Yeah. What about the Dodgers? Who's throwing for you up?
My man, my favorite player.
Who?
Kersh.
Kershaw? Oh, for God's sake, I go in with the Dodgers tonight, and they a dog, too? Oh, I like that. I like that.
I like that, too.
Rockies and the Angels? I think I'm going to go with the Rockies over the Angels in this one tonight.
Yeah, okay.
Giants at home against the A's. I like the Giants to get it done.
Well, pitching tonight. He's been inconsistent, but let's see what happens.
All right, that's a wrap right there, Pearly, on your picks. All brought to you, of course, by the Island Game.
What did Jazz do today? You guys won today, right?
1-for-4 after four games. Four homers, about 8 RBIs. Yeah, we good. We good. We good. I can't wait to see him do that in the Bronx. You know what I'm saying? In the boogie down.
When you go home tomorrow?
I think so. But listen, Pearly, you're in tomorrow. But listen, early next week, you might have to cover and we'll talk because nephew number one looked like them offers coming through, buddy. Looked like he might have to leave the nest. Go play some O-line and some baseball.
Okay.
Yeah, man.
Check it out there.
Going on a visiting trip, man. So, you know, Big Papa got to go. Right. So you might have to hold it down for me over the first couple of days. I think Monday is a holiday. And then
Monday's a holiday.
Tuesday, man, so you can hold it down for your boy. And I'll join you on Thursday and Friday. All right?
No problem.
All right, no worries. And we'll bring you coffee back. We know how to do it.
You know what to do.
All right, brother. Be safe. Good stuff. As always, brother. Everybody who chimed in, called in. Appreciate you, Pearly. We'll take a quick break. Flip side of the break. Colin Coward taking us home. See you tomorrow, Bahamas. Be good. And if you can't be good at it.
Ciao, ciao.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio. 96.9 FM.
So overwhelming. Fidelity's debt consolidation loan combined all my loan payments into one easy payment with a built-in savings plan that pays me unbeatable interest. It's time to make that move to Fidelity. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances, so come on into John's located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
Naughty Johnny's restaurant can only be described as the experience you want to recreate again and again and again. Their motto is simple food done well. You're welcome into their home at Naughty Johnny's where you can dine on crack conch fritters, and other Bahamian favorites. There's also an international flair that's guaranteed to offer something for everyone. Enjoy a good meal and listen to live band on their patio Friday and Saturday nights, or brunch on Saturday and Sunday, only at Naughty Johnny's restaurant in the Old Town Plaza, Old Fort. They're open 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Friday, 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. on Saturday, and 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Sunday. Naughty Johnny's. Well worth the trip.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's, and Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Kavondre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio. 96.9 FM.
Jets 2 in Cleveland now. Fox Sports NFL analyst. 3 rings with the Patriots. Eric Mangini is joining us live from New York. Let's start with the Jets because we are in New York. I've said this before. We've gone from 28 padded practices to 16 with the new CBA. And I've never talked more offensive lines in the last 5 years because there's so many bad ones. And there's... And so 16 padded practices, when you got musical chairs and new guys, isn't a lot. Yesterday, the Jets offense was a mess. Go back to your years with the Jets and the Browns, first couple of days of camp. What do you make when you have just an absolute stinker?
Yeah, I look back at my notes and after my first year at the Jets, because we had a pretty bad practice early in training camp. And so I would keep notes on an Excel spreadsheet, you know, throughout the course of the season. And the next season, go back and I look at it, and we had another stinker early in practice. It's part of the early process of camp, and defense is putting in more pressure packages, more blitzes, more looks, disguising. So the communication has to ramp up. And when you've got a new offensive line, they haven't worked together. You're subbing guys in and out. You're getting to know each other. And now you're getting volume after volume of challenges from the defensive side. That leads to guys jumping off sides. It leads to the ball on the ground. Some sloppiness that's really frustrating, but not abnormal for the early part of practice.
Yeah. You sort of look at Caleb Williams, and I like him. My knock on him was, at times in college, he could be moody. He was very emotional and moody, which isn't the worst thing in the world if you care about something. My second thing was, sometimes there was a little ad lib component where I felt like he was just, there was open stuff and he was out of structure. And now yesterday he's talking about, I don't believe in pressure. And I'm like, oh boy, good boy. What are your early, you're shaking your head. What are your early opinions on what you see and hear with Caleb?
I look, just because you're drafted number one doesn't make you any more experienced than any other rookie. And you don't have to have profound thoughts on every aspect of sports. You're going through this process and you're learning like everybody else. And that's my fear with Caleb as well, is he made so many of those wild plays in general, but then he made a bunch of wild plays while he was outside of the pocket, when he was extending plays, when he was making something happen, which is great. But you have to understand that these guys now are faster. They close faster than they did in college. They anticipate better than they did in college, and they hit harder than they did in college. So every time you're extending plays, you're putting yourself at risk. And if you're hurt, you can't help the team at all. So every play doesn't have to be a highlight play. He's got to make sure that he's not doing too much in order for him to be able to do the things that he wants to do. And I feel like we have this discussion a lot, especially with mobile quarterbacks. They need to know how to slide. They need to know how to throw the ball away and live to fight another day. And guys, especially high draft picks, they want to just make plays, always make plays. And it's too risky at times.
So you can have, when you go to camp, you can have two corners fighting it out for the slot corner. Or you can have, two kickers fighting it out. You kind of want to know your quarterback. If you go into camp and you're not sure, it's not great. So I've said the Pittsburgh thing, there's two components here. Number one, listen, I'm just going off what I read and see. Russell's not exactly a unifier of a locker room. Whereas Justin Fields, to the very end in Chicago, was loved by the players. One of them's rich. One of them's viewed as a little inauthentic. One of them is young. One of the guys, not paid much. And by the way, bigger, faster, and more athletic in his prime. And I say to myself, you can't lie to players. And I bet you Justin Fields a hell of a practice player. Now, I'm not denying Russell's better today as a quarterback, but I'm saying to myself, when Russell gets hurt and dinged, and here comes Justin taking first-team snaps for 2 days, this feels like you get to a two-game losing streak in week 4 and 5, and that locker room is not going to sit back when they like Justin more. Am I reaching here? Can you sense some of that potentially happening?
No, I don't think you're reaching at all. And what I love about this situation in Pittsburgh is they got both those guys for what Joe Flacco costs.
Yeah.
Okay, so you've got two guys who've been talented, who have had different levels of success, but success, and can contribute things stylistically very differently, but can contribute in a meaningful way. My argument would be that you should have a package and play them both. There is no reason not to take advantage of Justin Fields' skill set if he's not the starter. And Russell Wilson can bring a bunch of stuff to the table if he's not the starter. And I understand the argument, if you don't have a quarter, you know, if you have multiple quarterbacks, then you don't have any quarterback. That's true in a normal situation. But to use both guys puts so much pressure on a defense. You have to prepare for each guy's skill set. You only have a limited time in practice. It can be easy for Pittsburgh and hard on their opponents, and you can get the benefit and the upside of both players. It's not traditional. It's not conventional. But there's been wildcat quarterbacks. There's been this pattern historically. I'm saying use it even more than small packages. Use it in big doses.
All right, so the players vote on the top 100. Now, I believe that an owner should own, a GM should GM, a coach should coach, and a player should play. But star players, sometimes Aaron Rodgers may say, I want this guy, that guy. Brady says, get me Gronk. I get it. All right, whatever. But I generally think it's hard enough to be a great coach. You know, it's hard. Andy Reid pretty much says, Brett Veach, you do it. I'll give you my opinion. But, I look at Brock Purdy. Players voted him, players, as the 28th best player in the league, above Goff, Stafford, Herbert, Love, Burrow, Aaron Rodgers. What do you make? I won't even have an opinion. What do you make of that?
When it came out, I actually thought this was a very positive thing for Brock Purdy, in the sense that you're right. GM should be the GM, coach should be the coach, right on down the line. But the fact that his peers feel this highly about him. These are guys that played against him. These are guys that played with him. These are guys that watched him on tape when they were getting, you know, could be getting ready for someone else. So they've seen him. And for them to have that level of respect to place him above the guys that you listed, to me is significant. And I can't say definitively where Brock Purdy is. And there's the argument that he's a function of the head coach, the players that are around him. And the organization, I don't think, really knows where Brock Purdy is either. But when your peers feel that strongly about you, that's pretty good praise. That's pretty high praise.
J-Mac and I got pushback yesterday. You were more 4-2 than I was, J-Mac. But my take was, he's the only high-paid quarterback with an asterisk, which is, yeah, you can't play him in cold, windy weather. Well, welcome to the AFC in January and February. The average AFC championship game the last 5 years has been played in 33 degrees and wind. And so I would forget the injuries. I would just if he played in the NFC, Detroit's good, San Francisco, LA, you know, there's a lot of teams that are good that could play inside. But in the AFC, I mean, 50 degrees and under, coach, he's not even a backup. That's below Tebow.
Well, that's one component of it. So that's real. The injury issue is real, and it's hard to take that out of the mix. But he had the anti-Jordan Love season last year. So they're 10-1 against teams that aren't in the playoffs. They're 1-6 against teams that are in the playoffs. They lose 3 out of their last 5 games. I think it's only the 4th time in NFL history where a team had a 3-game lead to win the division with 5 games to go and have ended up losing the division. And then in his last 3 games, he throws 5 picks. He's got a 70 quarterback rating and 260s quarterback rating in the 60s. And it's exactly the opposite of the trajectory of Jordan Love. So that's a concern too.
Yeah.
It's the cold weather. It's the injuries. And then last year down the stretch, it wasn't only not very good, it was bad down the stretch.
Yep.
And then you add in the mirage of what the season was. When you're 10-1 against non-playoff teams and you're 1-6 against playoff teams, that's not what you'd think of for a big contract extension.
Yeah. I mean, I think the standard in Green Bay is Super Bowls. I think the standard in Miami is non-chaos. Because for 20 years, they watched the Patriots dominate it. And now the last 4, they've watched the Bills dominate it. And what they want to be is viable. So I think Stephen Ross maybe looks at that. And I mean, am I nuts here? The standards are different in the NFL. I think Miami looks at it and thinks, we had Brady and we have Allen. Can we be a wild card team? Can we be fun to watch? It feels like that's what they're betting on, which is they won't be in chaos at quarterback.
See, but I don't think so. I think Stephen Ross he's tired of looking at the Patriots win. He's tired of looking at the Bills win. And they've done things to try to get it right. They go out and make a giant move with Tyreek Hill and between the draft picks and the money, they've poured money into that offense. They go and add OBJ this offseason. It's not like they haven't made moves to try to take the division over. And look, they should have, by all accounts, won the division last season. I think if anything, Stephen Ross will do whatever it takes for them to win the Super Bowl. They just can't quite find the right formula.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nashville, Commerce.